Hello, Dirk.
Hey, Eric, it's Jeremiah.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I just followed up with you. You said I'd hear from you today, and I've been running around a little bit, so I don't know if you tried calling my office or not, but...
Yeah, I gave you a call yesterday. Did you get my message?
We
No,
spoke yesterday afternoon, and you said I'd hear from you today.
Oh, okay. I thought I emailed you or called you, letting you know that I...
No, man, you told me I'd hear from you by noon today.
Okay, sorry. Well, I'm giving you a ring here. So I just got an update here. Right now, there's no way I can get you some more funding because you have four loans out right now. And if I get you something small, it's just useless. So I didn't even
Yeah, we
try.
Were talking about like consolidating, if you recall.
Yeah, exactly. So I wasn't able to get such a large amount. What my underwriter did tell me, though, he was like, hey, if he pays off one of those small loans, there might be something we can do, but it still wouldn't be enough to get you a large loan. So
I'm just trying to think of, like, for example, I think my smallest loan is actually the one that you guys wrote me.
Okay, the Ibis?
Yeah, the Ibis, yeah, right?
Yeah, Ibis, yeah, whatever they're called.
It's actually neither. It's like a new something or other, I don't know.
New Logic?
Maybe, I don't really recall. It's Ibis, but they change the name midstream.
They do, yeah. So that's your smallest one?
I think so, yeah. It's like 30 G's or something.
Okay. If you're able... You know, honestly, Eric, the best thing, you know, to do is just pay these off and then take a large loan at once. Because the more you have as a balance, it's going to be really hard to get you a large lump sum of money to consolidate. It's just not going to happen, to be upfront with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want you to lie to me.
Yeah, well, I don't want to give you, like, you know, I could tell you, like, oh, yeah, you might have a chance in a couple months. But, you know, basically what they were saying is, like, dude, if he doesn't pay off these loans and he stops taking out more and renew them, you'll never get out of it. It'll just be a continuous down spiral of loans. So I'm like, that sucks. So, you know... You seem like a really cool guy, and your business isn't bad, you know, like you have good bank statements, you're making money, you just need to get out of this loan circle.
See, seriously, I mean, the consensus is that the fact that I have all these positions is the biggest issue.
Yeah. It's your loan to, I guess your loan to debt ratio. You know, I don't know if that's the specific term that they use, but basically all these companies, they look and see how many loans you have out. Once you hit four, you're like maxed out and nobody wants to touch you.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what it comes down to. And they're like, dude, he's over leveraging himself. And even though your statements don't show that, you guys have good statements, you know, like your bank statements are good. But just company-wise, they see that right off the bat, four loans, they're like, oh, no way. You know, like, there's no way we're going to give them a big enough loan to reconsolidate all that. You have to just pay those loans off. Once you pay it off, your business credit power, like, skyrockets. And everybody's going to be wanting to give you, like, $250,000.
No, let me ask you, so including your loan, there's three positions other than on deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we call it 4 months, just say 4 months, although we'll have at least two positions wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
Am I in my strongest position?
Yes.
Or is my strongest position only having the on deck?
No. You can do, okay, if you only have two loans, you can do something. Okay, you definitely have some kind of... leverage there where you can possibly take out more. Now, if you just go down to the one, if you just had one, you could get a big enough loan to pay off the one and still get money on top and still only have one loan. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So in other words, by that point, then I could flip my on deck and have one big on deck. So, like, for example, I mean, we'll say, you know, by the time that all my other loans are paid off, I owe 70 to OnDeck or something, 60 to OnDeck, and then I have all the other ones paid off. And at that point, they're like, here's 250 less the 70 we're going to pay you, plus we're going to forgive the interest.
Interest.
So it really looks like it's 55 or something like that.
Exactly. Yes.
95.
Correct. That's your best option. If you can get to that, it's going to help your business out, first of all, and it's going to help you out because you're actually going to have some money to play with instead of just paying everything back right away.
Yeah, it makes sense, man. It makes sense. It's not that far out. None of these loans go more than 6 months. So.
Yeah, I know. I know. The problem is that they call you and they want you to renew, and they'll give you a little bit more. You have to decline all that. You have to decline it, just get through the 4 to 6 months. If you can get down to the one on deck, you're solid. You know, in fact, I even know a guy. So when you get down to just the one loan with on deck, call me. I know a guy who works in on deck that's really high up, and I can get you approved for more than what you would normally get approved from the on deck rep.
Well, let's see what happens, man. I'm gonna, you know, I mean, I'm not dying. I'm actually, you know, I fell into a little bit of cash. The customer paid me in faster than I expected, so.
Cool.
I'm up about 30, which isn't bad. You know, it's nothing, but
good.
It's a little bit.
I know. Yeah. I know. And
no,
it's
more than
be...
I would get in another position.
Right. Right. Exactly. So, avoid it at all costs, Eric. If you can, at least get down to two. And just have the two only, and then let me see what I can do if you want to look at that option. But my recommendation, my advice, is just to get to the on deck. If you can somehow manage to get through 6 months and just have on deck, dude, give me a call, and I promise you I'll get you a ridiculous amount to pay off that on deck, forgive that first loan, and get you a good amount to work with.
That's what we can do, man. I got to hustle.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And if you have any questions, if someone's trying to call you and renew and you just don't know, I mean, feel free to give me a call, man. Like, just ask me. I don't mind giving you advice or helping you out and looking it up and telling you if that's a good loan, with good terms. I mean, I don't care. You know, like, like I said, you're a cool guy. And eventually, if you ever want to, you know, to do business with us again, I want you to call me. I don't want you to call, you know, you have so many options. So, you know, if I can give you some advice and help you out along the way, I'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Appreciate that, man. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Save my number in your phone. It's just Jeremiah. Okay, good. Good.
It comes up.
All right. Yeah, good, yeah. If you ever need anything, man, just don't hesitate. Reach out. But if you can get through that 6 months, it's going to be your best option, Eric.
Sure enough, bro. I appreciate it, man. Have a great night, man.
You too, man. So stay in touch.
Be well. I will, man. Be well.
All right, you too.